You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
So this is my turn.
Yes, it is your turn.
It is, yes. So this week on The Wire Worry Week, we're actually worrying about LGBT issues. I think earlier in the week we've kind of talked about lighter topics, but today I kind of want to rain on everyone's parade and bring forward an issue that has been quite problematic for people who belong to the LGBT community, especially people that the blood donation services call MSM, which is men who have sex with men. They've been sort of prevented from giving blood at least within a year. I don't know how to say that. Basically, there's a one-year deferral period for them, so they can't have intercourse for a year. Otherwise, they can't be blood donors. So I wanted to kind of get the opinion of people. Turns out not a lot of people know about this, actually. Straight people, in fact. So Will and I went around and we had a little chat with people outside on campus and found those two guys from AUSA.
So they can't do anything sexually for a year if they're going to donate blood. You're sort of confused to how that works, I guess. Because if we can do that with other people, opposite sex, then why can't they? I don't know. There's probably some reasoning behind it. Yeah, but I don't know.
I think if there's a genuine health concern, then it's legitimate. But it's just unfortunate, to be honest. Yeah.
So yeah, as you can see, people didn't know about it and didn't really think it was fair. But then we also talked to this young woman, Caitlin, who is a donor herself and seems to know quite a bit about it.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I donate plasma every 2 weeks and it's always one of the questions on the form is about not being able to. It also kind of affects women who have had sex with men who've had sex with men. So you have to declare that as well. I guess if you've got a partner who is bi, that also kind of affects you. It's pretty archaic, to be honest, and they do a lot of blood testing. Well, they do a full blood test anyway, so they'd be able to pick up anything in the blood if that's what they're worried about. I think there was a lot of, obviously, when HIV became a big issue, there was a lot of fear-mongering, and particularly around blood and blood donation, and I think it's just a policy that's lingered and they haven't really got the resources, I don't think, to properly address it.
Would you say it's discriminatory, or would you say they're being careful, or, like you say, it's archaic?
Yeah. I would say originally it was probably being careful, because when the policy was first introduced, it probably was an issue and it probably was something that they weren't prepared to test for in every instance. But I think nowadays it's not an issue, and you know, there's so many other ways to get those sort of diseases than just through, you know, gay sex. It's pretty old-fashioned to think that that's the only way you're ever going to get HIV or AIDS. I think it is discriminatory. It just doesn't really make a huge amount of sense when you think that, you know, they understand that people might not remember or might lie about something. There are people, I guess, who maybe got a piercing or went to the dentist, and those are all things that they have to ask you, and they might think, oh, that's not a big deal, and just not say it to the nurse. So, I mean, that's more of a risk, I think, than, you know, whether someone's had sex. It's kind of interesting.
So, Caitlin actually knew quite a bit about it, and she raises some very interesting points. I just want to give a brief timeline so people can understand the context.
Yep.
Basically, before 2008, gay and bisexual men couldn't donate their blood unless they had been sexually inactive for a minimum of 10 years. So that was before 2008. And then there was a change in policy in 2008. So the deferral period was brought down to 5 years. And then in 2014, basically NZ Blood asked for a independent review on the matter, and the review suggested to bring the deferral period down to 1 year. So this means that it's basically gay men and bisexual men cannot have either anal or oral intercourse with or without protection for at least a year if they want to be able to donate their blood. So that's the contest. That's what the situation is like now.
And that's as a precaution for...
So basically, the reasoning behind this is that there are statistics showing that the MSM community, the men who have sex with men community, is there's a much higher prevalence of HIV infections within those the community. So the risk is so much higher, relating to heterosexual communities, that there's much more of a chance of blood donated being infected. So they kind of just don't really want to take the risk.
But isn't there a process where all of the blood that gets donated gets tested?
Yeah, so all of the blood donated gets tested. They go through two tests. One is to check for antibodies, and the other one is to test for what's called nucleic acid testing, and it's basically checking for viruses. So it's hepatitis B, C, and HIV. So every blood sample that's been collected in New Zealand goes through those tests. And since 2007, the test is now fully automated. So it's no human factor coming into play. And they're like very, very sensitive tests. So they will basically detect 99.995% of pre-existing infection. So it's not 100%, but it's very, very close to 100%. But apparently that's not good enough. Because it's not 100%. So it's also, it kind of means that the test would miss 1 in 20,000 people, which is very small. basically the only factor that makes it still kind of dangerous is that there's a window period. Window period being like the moment you're infected and the moment you're showing sign of infection. I think it's roughly 3 months, basically. And so people would be donating their blood while being infected, but you wouldn't be able to see it testing the blood for another 3 months. So that's
okay. So there is a time factor that is involved in this, which is why these precautions are in place.
Yeah, but so that would mean that obviously, as a straight person, if you have a risky behavior like an unprotected sexual intercourse, you would be deferred as well, because it would be like, well, you know, there's a risk, and you know, at least for 3 months, or I think actually six. But
given that they've had advancements, like you said, there was a much longer period a few years ago and then they've shortened it, is that because of technological advancements or?
Yeah, that's what they're putting forward. That's the argument they're putting forward, is that basically they're reviewing on a regular basis to see if there's been advancement. Also just checking that the prevalence of HIV in the community is going down is also a reason to lower the deferral period. Tests are getting much and much better and much more sensitive. So,
but what remains is a form of discrimination against people who may wish to donate blood but cannot.
Yeah, well, that's obviously how people who want to donate their blood feel, because they're just being turned away based on stats that, they might not embody. Obviously, yes, you are part of this community, but, you know, you might not be concerned with HIV at all. So that's the problem with putting away an entire community instead of just doing like individual kind of assessment, which is what's going on for heterosexual people wanting to donate their blood. And I don't know if there's any way around this, really, unless tests are getting much better, which is probably the only silver lining there will be. Hopefully NZ Blood Services are going to do another like review research kind of stuff soon enough so that they can see if the situation's evolved. Seems like even like advocacy groups have been quite supportive somehow of NZ Blood Service, saying that they seem to be doing their job and trying to ask for opinions and doing reviews.
I was just going to ask, in the sense, are there people that are actually showing resistance to this, or is there support for that rule?
I think What do you mean? Like people?
Are people calling for this to end? You know, this kind
Yeah, mainly obviously LGBT groups, because they strongly believe that it is discriminatory. Like for instance, Rainbow Wellington, it's a LGBT group that's been very active on the topic, and they've actually brought cases in front of the Human Rights Commission. And what they say is that as long as it's only on scientific grounds that we're taking those measures, then it's fine. But they doubt that it's just scientific, and they think that it might be also cultural and political things involved that are making it still different for gay people and bisexual men to be able to donate their blood.
All right. Well, thank you, Lisa, for that investigation. We actually just had a text blowing us up for this segment, asking whether this is real journalism, and because we asked for opinions of people who have no idea on this matter. But I think that was actually the point, because a number of people do not know about this matter and are not aware of that, and that is in fact what we were trying to display. But as
I think
you can
I was
hear,
the one who was supposed to do the journalistic work here, and I'm the one who did the giving the figures.
So we will wrap that up there.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.